7:36, 24 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline is Congressman Andy Harris. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
All right, let me play you a soundbite. I want you to hear this is the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy.
Remember when she told us any impeachment have to be overwhelming, compelling, and bipartisan? She didn't believe that then, and she doesn't believe it now. She dislikes this president. She dislikes you, me, everyone who listens to us. She calls us domestic enemies. What we really need to do is retire Nancy Pelosi.
The House Minority Leader changed his mind on the House Freedom Call to remove Nancy Pelosi by resolution?
Well, we're hearing that he doesn't support it because he thinks it'll help Democrats in swing districts where Nancy Pelosi will just let them vote for our resolution. But, I'm not sure that's true, so I'm still supporting it.
Andy, let me jump to a different topic. The former vice president has been asked a couple of interesting questions and given some truly bizarre answers in the last day or two having to do with the Supreme Court. A reporter, I think it's WBAY, a TV station up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, asked first if the vice president would release his list of potential Supreme Court justices, and here's the VP.
I have a number of people on that list, but it's inappropriate for me to name that list.
What? Would be my first response. I have no idea why he says it's inappropriate. But then here's the follow-up question and the follow-up answer. Then I ask for your observations. Here he is.
I asked Biden a hypothetical question. If he's elected president and Democrats gain control of the Senate, would he consider adding more seats to the Supreme Court?
It's a legitimate question, but let me tell you, I'm not going to answer that question because it will shift all the focus. That's what he wants. He never wants to talk about the issue at hand. He always tries to change the subject. So let's say I answer that question. Then the whole debate's going to be, well, Biden said or didn't say. Biden said he would or wouldn't.
Okay, so you have two observations from the former VP. First, he has a super secret list that unless you have the decoder ring, I guess you don't get to know who he would put on the U.S. Supreme Court. And second, yeah, packing the court is a big issue. It turned out to be a massive issue under FDR. And the Democrats are talking about it again now, and he's not going to tell you what he thinks about that either. How can he get away with this stuff?
Look, I don't know. I mean, it's clearly appropriate for him to say, look, if he becomes president, you know, who's he going to put on the court? The only reason he doesn't want to do that is because he knows there are going to be a bunch of liberals who are going to not abide by the Constitution and in stark contrast to the president's list.
So, Congressman, do you believe that the president's going to make the nomination maybe Friday or Saturday? But after what they have done to Judges Bork, Thomas, Estrada, Kavanaugh et al., why would you give the Democrats any confirmation hearings? Why not just schedule an up or down vote?
Well, I think that's what you ought to do, especially if it's Amy Barrett. I mean, she just had a confirmation hearing. In fact, the other leading candidate just had a confirmation hearing. So I think you just bring it to the floor and put them on the bench.
Yeah, I think, and then it'd be done in just a couple of days. I want to get back to the resolution to remove Nancy Pelosi because the numbers here are very interesting. Currently 431 members in the House. 216 is the magic number. You got 198 Republicans and you got the independent Amash from Michigan. So they would need to stick together. You would need to court 17 Democrats to vote against Pelosi. In 2019, 15 House Democrats voted against her. So, you know, it's not like it is beyond, it's not like it's a long shot. The math works. But you're telling me that McCarthy thinks this will be used against Republicans in swing districts?
Yeah. So what will happen is, you know, they'll cut loose maybe 15 or 16 Democrats to vote against it, the ones who are most vulnerable, and then they'll go pounding their chests in their districts and say, well, I didn't support Nancy Pelosi, even though they voted with her, you know, 98% of the time.
And what about those that are voting with her? Are they not also at peril in some of these districts?
Well, they are, but again, that's why they're just going to take the 15 most vulnerable and cut them. I mean, that's his idea. I disagree. I think that you have people on the spot, and the bottom line is, look, you either support or you don't, and the people who are trying to have it both ways, I think the voters figure that out.
We're talking with Congressman Andy Harris here this morning on our Newsmaker Hotline. Go ahead, Bruce.
Now, that being the case, Congressman, then what is the way forward? I guess what you're saying is in order to have Nancy Pelosi have less of a voice in the House, GOP has to win back the House. Is that going to happen?
Look, if President Trump has a good day, we have a lot of good candidates around the country. There's definitely a pathway to gaining back the majority. But I will tell you, the Democrats, you know, as you know, Act Blue and George Soros working together have raised, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to make sure Nancy Pelosi keeps the gavel. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi, her statement that Republicans are enemies of the state, I mean, the bottom line is that's beyond the pale. That is something no words should ever like that should ever come out of the mouth of the speaker who represents 200 Republicans. I mean, the bottom line is she is the Speaker of the House. She's not the majority leader, you know, which is a party role. She's the Speaker of the House, which is a role of the whole House. And for her to disparage, you know, 200 members as enemies of the state is just unconscionable.
On the big news of the day, including the Justice Department now reviewing funding for three American cities, New York City, Portland, and Seattle, Congressman, they have been dubbed anarchist jurisdictions. Do you think this is going to work, or is it will be stymied in the courts?
Well, of course, you know, the liberals will take it to court. That's what they always do. But the fact of the matter is we shouldn't be sending federal taxpayer dollars. You know, taxpayers from law-abiding jurisdictions who are watching the violent protests every night on their TV, and then the police in these big cities told to stand down. We shouldn't send them a dime to their police forces, because the bottom line is their police forces are emasculated and you know, told not to fight crime. We should send our money to jurisdictions where they'll institute law and order using those federal dollars.
All right, more with Congressman Harris coming up in just a second. You can stick around and do the Choose Your Fake News, right?
No, I'm afraid I can't be with you.
Okay.
I can't be with you for that.
Okay. All right, well, then we'll let you do it in absentia. Pick a story now, one, two, or three.
Two and a half.
All right. All right, thanks, Congressman. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bets just a bit.